Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy, BTN News listeners! It's Monday. Sorry. How was your weekend? How was the bash? From what I've seen, it was fantastic. Hope you had a good time at the BTN bash. Also, for our Canadian listeners, I completely forgot how stupid of me. Hope you had a great Canada Day, too. 150 friggin' years! So a belated happy Canada Day, to you guys. And like I said, it's Monday, back to reality. It's the 3rd of July. Yes, it's a new month already, 2017. All that best technology news to happen over the weekend be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Now, wouldn't you know that this would happen? Now, we've been hearing about Apple kind of maybe somewhat giving up the Mini, right? Well, guess what? Microsoft might be there to take its place. Now, to take you back a little bit, you might remember Surface Pro's 3 announcement way back in 2014. Well, there were some rumors then about a Surface Mini. Then nothing came about it. That all changed over the weekend, though, when we seen some images of apparently a Surface Mini. Yeah, it only took 3 years. According to the folks over there at Windows Central, the device would be basically a Surface Mini. Pretty much like the Surface Pro. And have an 8-inch display with a 1440 by 1080 display. We're also hearing about a Qualcomm Snapdragon 800 processor and 1 gigabyte of RAM. Yeah, not that fast. Now, this could be a complete fluke, and maybe this was like a prototype of what was supposed to come out, or it will be coming out this year. We don't know. I haven't heard crap from Microsoft. Android TV, what's that? Well, I'm not talking about those boxes. Yeah, we're not going to go to that territory. I'm talking about the official Android TV. Yeah, we don't hear much about that, do we? So much so that YouTube is finally catching up to the platform. Yes, after so many updates from YouTube on iOS and, you know, every platform imaginable pretty much, Google has turned its focus to its Android TV. And it's rolling out as we speak. Basically what it does, it brings the interface up to date with what else is available out there, like on your smart television and your handheld device. The most notable change you're going to see is that revamped interface, which will make it more obvious when an item is selected. The video player and search UIs were also refreshed to make things a bit more, shall we say, user-friendly and a little bit more up-to-date. Biggest change, however, that you're going to see for the Android TV YouTube app, it will now handle autoplay, so you can keep binge-watching all that crap on YouTube. Continuing our news of what should have been or what could be, Samsung has officially given a date to that resurrected Galaxy Note 7 without the exploding battery, mind you. Yeah, it's coming here in about 3 days, July 7th. That is, if you feel like going over there to Korea to get one. Yeah, that's right. Samsung says the refurbished version of the Note 7, calling it the Galaxy Note Fan Edition, I don't know about that, will launch in South Korea on July 7th. And pretty much where you're going to be seeing as far as the hardware goes is pretty much what we've seen from the beginning. Without, again, that exploding battery. They're also including the Bixby or Bixby, I don't remember how the hell you say the thing, assistant software that was introduced on the Galaxy S8. So that's a nice little addition. Even better, the Galaxy Note FE, yes, fan edition, will sell for about 30% less than the original Note was going to. About 700,000 won, or about $610, give or take the exchange rate. Wonder how nerve-wracking July 7th will be for Samsung. They'll probably be crossing their toes and their fingers and their eyes, hoping, please! Nothing else wrong with this thing. And finally, got a kind of a personal question to ask you today. How often do you change your bed sheets? And when I mean change, I mean wash. Well, guess what? There's microbiologists out there that have come to our rescue to answer that question. And it's probably, at least I hope it is, what most of us do already. Once a week. If you're going beyond that, yuck. According to New York University microbiologist Philip Turnow, if you leave your sheets on your bed too long, microscopic life will start to get in there and tingle your feet. They live within those wrinkles and the folds of our bed sheets, and if left even longer, could make us sick. Not to mention, on top of all that crap, we got about 26 gallons of sweat that we pretty much just lay into our bed each and every year. Yeah. God, we as humans are disgusting, aren't we? So, if you can't remember the last time you changed your bed sheets, saying, I think it's best you just stop listening to this podcast right now and get to your bedroom and strip them off. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, you know that already. We got our podcasts over there, blogs over there, review sections over there, so much is over there. Get on over there. Check it out now. Check out our Facebook page too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger and our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. You can do that at BritishTech.slack. TheNewsShow.com. The News Show will be back for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, if you listen to this podcast in bed, I feel sorry for you. Have yourself a good Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.